Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Former President Donald Trump's endorsement still greatly matters. A new Meeting Street Insights poll conducted for Congressman and North Carolina U.S. Senate candidate Ted Budd finds the candidate's prospects completely flipping once the Republican sampling universe is aware that he has Mr. Trump's support. With only 20% of the sampling universe knowing that the former president supports Ted Budd in the GOP Senate primary, the ballot test breaks 45-19 to 12% for former Governor Pat McCrory, Mr. Budd, and ex-representative Mark Walker. When the respondents are informed of the Trump endorsement, the ballot test transforms into a 46-27-8% split in favor of Mr. Budd as Messrs. McCrory and Walker follow. New data is coming from Virginia. Two polls, one from WPA Intelligence for Republican Glenn Youngkin's campaign, and the other an independent survey from JMC Analytics, sees the governor's race between Mr. Youngkin, a former international hedge fund CEO, and ex-governor and previous Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe, already lapsing into a dead heat. WPA Intelligence posts Mr. McAuliffe to a 48-46% edge, while JMC Analytics basically confirms the totals with their own 46-42% spread. What was thought to be a clear early advantage for McAuliffe is again not apparently breaking the way the experts predicted. We also have new information coming from the governor's recall campaign in California. The More Information Group conducted a recall election survey for the John Cox gubernatorial campaign and sees a group of 684 likely recall election voters actually removing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office on a 49-46% count. When all 800 registered voters are included, the governor rebounds with a scant 50-44% margin. Neither of these results are good for Mr. Newsom. The recall election is still yet unscheduled, and now it appears that the Democratic leadership, who controls the calendar and previously wanted an election possibly tied to the state's municipal voting on November 2nd, now appears to favor an August schedule. The tightening polls and the prospect of further rolling power blackouts coming during the summer, along with another dangerous wildfire season, has the political strategist believing that a quick election is now better for Governor Newsom than a much longer cycle. The scheduling decision is expected very soon. A man often thought of as a political gadfly is set to make yet another political comeback. In 1977, then a young Dennis Kucinich was elected mayor of Cleveland at 31 years of age, making him the youngest municipal chief executive in the country. Now, 44 years later, he again enters the Cleveland citywide campaign, hoping to become one of the nation's oldest mayors. Mr. Kucinich first served on the Cleveland City Council, then was elected mayor, city councilman again after losing his mayoral re-election, state senator, U.S. congressman for 8 terms after trying 5 times to first win the seat, in addition to twice failing as a presidential candidate. He's an underdog again in 2021, and it appears clear that we have not heard the last of Dennis Kucinich. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.